Hello there.
Hi, let me close this door. Hello, my name is Dr. Little Slut, and I see we have you scheduled here for a routine checkup. Okay, all right. So, tell me, how have you been feeling lately? I want you to be completely honest with me. I have a lot of male patients, and sometimes they do feel a little shy having a female doctor. But please, I want you to know that there is nothing at all that you need to be shy about. I have seen it all, so do not worry. If you have any questions, any concerns, I am your doctor, and I'm here to ensure that your health is at its peak, and I can do anything and everything I can to make sure you're healthy. Okay, so let's begin. All right, so here is the part of the exam that I know a lot of men get nervous about. I'm gonna have to do two things. First, I need to perform a prostate exam. As you know, prostate is an organ found, or let me put it this way, a region found in male bodies that produce glandular secretions having to do with the male reproductive system, endocrine system to be precise. And one way to check if a man has a problem with his prostate, and specifically checking for cancer, is to insert a finger into his rectum and feel if it feels large. This is, by all means, a precautionary measure that I very much suggest for all of my male patients. But first, here's a little bit easier that we're going to do. I need to also check your testicles for any lumps, any cancers, because testicular cancer, as well as prostate cancer, are very common in men. So, I want all of my patients to be completely safe. If you need a nurse, a male nurse, to do this, I mean, I can obviously get one. You're fine with me doing it? I am completely comfortable, and I want you to be too. Okay, sir. So what I'm gonna need you to do is move up the gown. Don't worry about it, sir. I've got you. It's okay. There's no need to be nervous. And there's no need to mention that that is your nervous size. I've seen all sizes, shapes, sizes, colors, and let me tell you, your member is completely fine. There's no need to worry. Now I'm just gonna move your. Do you mind if I use the word dick? You seem uncomfortable with the word member. Okay, I'm gonna move that to the side and I'm gonna feel your testicles. Or do you just want me to call them balls? That makes you feel more comfortable. I'm gonna start by touching the seam in between them. Starting at the base of the penis and follow all the way down that line, all the way to the very end of your sac. Okay? That's okay. You can be. I know some men it tickles, and actually for some men it feels good. So while I'm doing this, tell me, do you have a very, extensive sex life? As you know, masturbation and sexual relations. Promote a healthy prostate and a healthy endocrine system for the man. It's actually important for the man to release every so often. So you haven't. We'll see what we can help you with here. Alright, now I'm just feeling around your balls very gently, checking for lumps. What I want you to do is take two fingers when you're at home and just lightly touch around your balls. The left and the right, going round and round, gently. Okay. Everything seems fine. Okay. Now, for the second part, I do not want you to be nervous. Please don't be nervous. I'm a professional. What I'm gonna need you to do is lay down on your side and bring both of your knees to your chest as best you can and just relax. I'm gonna put on my gloves. Okay. Put some lube on my finger. It's okay. A lot of men get nervous about. But I promise you, after they've gone through it, they don't feel so nervous. Alright. Now, on the count of three, I'm gonna ease my index finger inside. And I want you to exhale while I do that, okay? Alright, on the count of three. One. Two. There we go. There we go. See, that wasn't so bad. No. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I laughed. No, it's just that I actually get this reaction from a lot of men. They get so nervous when they find out that after I stick in my finger, they get a boner. The erection is involuntary sometimes. I'm just gonna start feeling around. You don't have to hold back. Please don't. Please don't. As I was mentioning earlier, men need a release. And perhaps I can help you with that. You're feeling fine. There's nothing here. Your prostate is completely normal. Then why am I still pressing against it? Well, I feel like it's very important with my favorite patients to ensure that they are comfortable. And if I can help them with that release I was mentioning, then that would just be all the better. Yes. Doing it, pulsing my finger in and out, massaging, putting pressure on your prostate. And what I want you to do, and I want you to listen very carefully, is to grab your dick and start stroking. When I go in, you pull down. Say out, you pull up, okay, in, and out, in, and out, in, and out, okay, now go a little faster, that's it, oh, I know the stimulation of the prostate creates so breakup for men. The glands are overactivating and you're gonna start feeling yourself getting flushed, out of breath. Your pupils are going to be dilating soon. You are going to come. It's all very biological, very mechanical. So in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Yes, up and down, you got this. I know you know how to do this. You want me to do it for you as well? You have been one of my best patients. You off just this one time. You need this release. You need it. In and out. Okay. There you are. I can feel your cock getting harder and harder. Your body is tensing up. Oh, I can feel it coming. You need this release. You need to let go. You need to let go. Oh, and I'm stimulating. Not letting the pressure off. The pressure will not stay off until you come. And you are going to come a lot. I've seen so many men explode with pleasure. You need this release. I'm going to continue stroking faster. And I'm going a little faster. Up and down. Squeezing in. You're so very close. Just let it happen. Let it happen. Release for me. Your body is tensing up and you are going to release for me. And I want you to let your groans out. I want you to come. I need you to come. On the count of three. One. Two. Three. There we go. Come. Come. Yes. Now, isn't that release great? Yes. Okay, alright. I see that we're done here. You should come in maybe 6 months from now. You can make an appointment up in the front. And please, if you ever have any more questions, don't hesitate to try me at my personal. Have a great day.